Well, it was an interesting day. I got my first big assignment. I was supposed to provide the information for a report that the chairman of the council, his name is Dr. Stoltz, has to give to the Legislative Research Commission next week. As I understand it, you know, this council was created as a result of House Bill 940, the Kentucky Education Reform Act. It's a really sweeping piece of legislation. The Legislative Research Commission is headed by Representative Pete Worthington. And they're the oversight committee. Their job is to make sure that the legislation that they, in fact, wrote is being carried out. So I guess Wednesday of next week is sort of like the first test of the council and its productivity. So what I was supposed to do was put down on paper everything that they had done and then kind of map out what it is they need to do in order to meet the requirements of the legislation.
In 1989?
Of course, I wasn't there for some of the meetings of the council, and so I had to go back and recreate
Kentucky's,
looking through the agenda and the various documents, what
Supreme Court
they did really do, the accomplishments that they have made so far, which are
the states,
few and far between.
Public education system.
At this point.
Unconstitutional.
And then I had to look at the legislation and see if I could chart a path.
Per student spending.
From here to there, so to speak.
In poor districts, averaged.
Ron Threadgill, the guy I'm working for, suggested that I do what's called a PERT chart.
$1,600.
And I forget what that stands for, something like
less per year.
Performance examination and
than in wealthy districts. The Reform Bill instituted statewide tests, which I took as a fourth grader. I remember feeling overwhelmed. 3 years later, the legislature implemented a new test that used ratings instead of percentage grades. Suddenly, almost everyone scored proficient. The spending gap returned.
I don't know, you probably did them at Tinker all the time.
Chuck worked at
But they're one way of
Tinker Air Force Base.
Figuring out where you have to go and what route you need to take to get there.
In Oklahoma City, from 1980 to 82. He did graphic design for officers' presentations, laying out type on film for view graphs. Occasionally, he got to do artwork. When the colonels came, Chuck, who opposed Vietnam, didn't stand or turn off the radio.
And I was slightly familiar with the concept. I knew I had some materials back at Gaines that I had gotten in a class.
Mary Grace.
Where we talked about it very generally.
Worked at.
It was in conjunction with some
Gaines
topics on management.
As a technology.
So I pulled out
teacher
the information that I had. I ran by there this morning and then
she appeared.
I talked to Bill Barnes because he has a background in management and to Cheryl because she has an MBA. And
in and.
They all gave me different ideas of what a PERT chart was supposed to be. I borrowed a couple of textbooks from Bill and then I did a mock-up.
Educational ad.
And then faxed it to Frankfurt so Ron could look at it, and then I
on the cover of
zipped back over here.
The phone book.
And to make a long story short, I don't think he really liked what I did too much, but at least he got the ball rolling, so
observing.
I don't know, it's funny, I go back and forth. Part of me says, hey, you're doing fine. You've only been working for this guy for 4 days, so
three kids.
The fact that you were able to productively sit down today and work on a task together is a good sign.
Huddled around.
You really can't read his mind yet.
And
even though I consider that part of what my responsibilities will be eventually, I
Apple II.
I can't be expected to be able to do that yet.
Two white boys. Sit at.
Part of me was saying, this is easy. I can do this. This is no big deal.
The keyboard.
Anybody could do this. And then part of me is saying,
hey.
But this does take some skill, and
black boy.
and it's challenging to do it right. So I don't know. I guess my point in saying all this is that looking back over the week so far,
at the screen,
I guess I'd give myself maybe like a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm doing okay, not great yet, but okay, not embarrassingly badly, but not fantastically yet either.
Behind.
I'm doing okay. I'm taking notes, though. I hope someday that when I'm in a position to have resources, like a person like myself, I'll have learned from this experience. I'll have learned how to be direct with the people that are working for me and with me, and I'll be clear about what I want, and I'll be able to take advantage of their skills and their abilities. I'm not trying to complain about the guy I'm working for because, you know, he's adjusting too.
Not great yet.
It's just that,
not great yet.
Well, suffice it to say that in a few weeks I'm sure we'll be a lot more simpatico than we are right now, but, all in all, it's not been an entirely bad week, and,
not great yet.
And I guess I'm glad I'm doing this.
I don't know. How do you say?